Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As I'm sure you've heard, the sad news of the death of showband legend Paddy Cole was announced last night. Now, I've interviewed Paddy many times over the years, and he always came into RTE with a great big smile on his face, and he treated everyone who crossed his path with great respect and humour and humanity. And the last time he was in here was back in November of 2023, and he came in at that time to talk about his cancer diagnosis. And one of the striking things about that interview was just how practical and positive Paddy remained despite his terminal illness. We'll have a little listen to a snippet of that conversation now.
And since that article on Sunday, I'm getting loads of messages from people that have relatives or people that have been diagnosed with cancer saying, great, we're all getting very positive now.
Yeah, because that's what you want to do. You want to give people a little bit of hope, you know, because I'm sure you and your family, when you got that diagnosis and then you're feeling so rotten, as you explained at the time, back when you really weren't well, you felt, God, is this it now?
Yeah.
And it wasn't it.
Yeah. And several times, it's funny you should say that, Claire, several times I did say, this is it. And it's amazing how practical you get, like you're saying, well, I have my will made and everything will be okay. And you're thinking of all these practical things,
yes,
like that. Everything will be okay when I go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then you turn the corner and you say, no, I'm going to give this another shot. I'm going to be more positive about it.
So is that what you're saying to people? Lift the head off the pillow.
Yes.
If you can.
Exactly. Yeah. And keep positive.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in getting the chemo treatment, it was terrible to see the young people coming in there.
Yeah.
And I would look then and say to myself, my God, Paddy, you're in your 80s and look at that young girl over there and look at that young fellow over there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So all that, what I was saying, well, you should be thankful for the great life you've had. And thank God I've had a great life.
Paddy Cole there speaking to me on the 8th of November 2023. We were all mad about Paddy and we'll miss him. Deepest sympathies from all of us here on the show to Paddy's family, friends and fans today. Here's one of his best known hits, King of the Swingers.
I'm the king of the swingers, have the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and I can't stop and that's what's bothering me. You see, I want to be a man. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dreams come true. Oh, give me the secret mantle. Please clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower. And I can be like you. Oh, lap-sam, lap-sam, ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-zoo-ba. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. Rope, rope, ba da ba ba lo ba dum ba dee dee. And if like me, he.
That's the late, great Paddy Cole there and King of the Swingers. May he rest in peace.